for years. Permatil is a clean, natural expanded slate product made right here in North Carolina. Adding Permatil to your soil restores essential pore spaces for air, water, and nutrients. Soils amended with Permatil allow roots to grow freely and establish deeper into the soil, improving drought tolerance and reducing water needs in dry weather. If voles are eating your plant roots and bulbs, the Permatil Vole Block Barrier can put a stop to that. Voles don't like the coarse texture of Permatil particles. It's non-toxic and safe to use anywhere in the landscape. Roots love it, and voles don't dig it. You can find Permatil and Vole Block at your favorite independent garden dealers. To learn more, visit us at permatil.com or call 877-PERMATIL.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Hank Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Katz. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Hey, Monica. Yeah. Getting all tangled
good morning.
Up here with Phil.
Good morning.
Well, Monica, I want to, I don't know whether you had something to do with it or not, but I've had several people that snapped a picture of the sign there that's got my little picture on it, and I don't know where they got it, but it's a pretty doggone good picture. And I'd like it. If you had something to do with that, thank you.
Well, I had mentioned to G one time that it would be neat to do that, but I was hoping we would get, you know, an official picture of you out there sometime. But she must have done that in some way, of getting the picture, and then she had told me a few weeks ago she had some new signs to put up, and I went down there, and that's what she had, and I said, I love it, so... I think it's very appropriate. Sometime you'll have to put your autograph on there for her or something.
I was about to say, next time we're out there, we'll have to
give me a stepladder.
Get a photo and we'll get you sign it, or get you signing it.
And then the wonderful thing too, Monica, if you visited Phil's lately, she's got the Rufus Way, W-A-Y, and that doesn't mean my way about everything. That's a road.
Uh-huh. It's not a real long road.
You're just all over the place.
By the way, Phil, did you find some steel chain for that sign?
No, you mean stainless steel? No, I did not. But the good news is Sue said she's going to check on it and try to find something
yeah.
for me.
Yeah, we don't want Rufus's sign rusting.
No.
We don't want the chain rusting. That's a problem, Monica. Tell us what you got out there today. You got peaches, I bet.
Oh, we do. Lots and lots of delicious North Carolina peaches coming in right now. We still have blueberries, some blackberries coming in, and a few strawberries still popping up here and there. So, but it is getting towards the end of the strawberries, so come on out and get those while you can. Again, as I always say, it's one of my favorite times of the year when we have all the different berries and the peaches all at one time. It's a delicious time to come out and get all the wonderful North Carolina goodness that grows here in North Carolina.
Monica, I visited yesterday, and I got to remind people that like apples, like my wife, I got her two each, that's a two-week supply, of two each of every variety of apple that's still there. And I've asked her which she likes the best, and she's come around to Golden Delicious.
Oh, really?
Okay.
A good old standard.
Yeah, she puts them in oatmeal. And I picked up some peaches, and the peaches are getting better tasting every time I go.
Yeah. Right.
There's some good ones. And something else we've just started are cantaloupes. We had some of our first cantaloupes to come in yesterday, actually. So there's
nice.
The sweet corn. Yeah, sweet corn is here. You want to do some canning or pickling, you know, the cucumbers. We're seeing green beans coming in now, and of course, you know, freezing that sweet corn right now so you can enjoy it all winter long. It's the time to start doing that as well. We're pretty much going into the peak season for sweet corn, and we've seen some of the bicolor, and we have some Silver Queen, or maybe not the Silver Queen variety, but some of the white corn here as well. You just have to shop around because different growers have different varieties, and everybody always has a favorite variety they're looking for. So but I've not had a bad one yet. All the corn I've had has been really good. And tomatoes galore.
Yeah.
We're seeing more and more tomatoes coming in. We have cherry tomatoes, Roma tomatoes, a lot of the heirloom varieties.
Vine tomatoes?
We are.
Are they still hothouse or are these vine?
Some of both. We still have some greenhouse, but there is a few field ones just getting started as well. So it's that time, but some delicious ones all around the market, as well as I mentioned the cucumbers. Well, we have a lot of different varieties of squash as well, zucchini, all different, the patty pan squash, and just so many different kinds that you can get right now. And if you love the, like I say, can and freeze, it's the perfect time to do that.
By the way, Monica, on the tomatoes, I've noticed a lot of coming back. Better Boy, Better Girl, those that I remember from 20 years ago, they're not exactly.
I don't remember Better Girl.
Yeah, there was a Better Girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There is, yeah.
A lot of those are coming back, and I'm remembering the wonderful taste of Better Boy, Better Girl. I saw one the other day that was the Burpee Whopper.
Uh-huh.
Now I have a plant, Phil, that I got from you years ago and saved the seed, and I've never had a bad tomato off of the Burpee Whopper.
Yeah, just like the Parks Whopper.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it is Parks Whopper. I'm sorry, it's not Burpee. I'm thinking of Burpee Ambrosia Cantaloupe, which is my favorite. And by the way, Mike, I saw our friend of the Embers and reminded him about the cantaloupe.
Craig Willard.
Yes, Craig.
He's a great advocate. He's the ambassador for those cantaloupes from up near North Carolina.
Right. What were those names? They were smaller cantaloupe, but wonderful tasting.
I'll think of it in a minute. or Big John will call us. Doggone it. Well, yeah, they have a festival up there, too, near Norlina. But yeah,
the Better Boys might be better because they've come out with a Better Boy Plus. So they've improved it, hopefully, to taste better and to grow better, be stronger. So,
yeah.
But that's great to hear about tomatoes. And cantaloupes, yes. That's great, Monica.
Ridgeway.
Ridgeway
cantaloupes is what I'd eat. Yeah. You got any you going to have Ridgeway cantaloupes out there, Monica?
I don't know. We have a lot of different ones. The very first one's coming in right now. Honestly, I haven't checked to see which variety they are, but they look and smell mighty good. I'll put it that way. And
people go crazy over these.
Yeah. As the season goes on, all the different growers, you know, a lot of them have their favorite varieties that they like to grow, and some grow several. So, you know, I always check around to see what everyone has. And plants and flowers. We still have a ton of plants and flowers right now. Some beautiful blooms down there, some shrubbery in bloom, some beautiful hanging baskets still. We even have a still great selection of herbs. Still a few vegetable plants hanging around if you want to plant some late vegetables. There's fruit trees, succulents, houseplants, just a wonderful selection of those. And a lot of other unique items that we have through the market with our Taste of Spring pop-ups we're doing on the weekends. We have some baked goods, and we have also some different craft items that are popping in from a lot of our craftsmen that are nearby that are doing some wonderful artwork and some craftsmanship. And any of those things would make wonderful Father's Day gifts. Matter of fact, just coming out maybe buying a handmade basket and filling it up with some fruits and vegetables, I think, would make any dad happy as well. And Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
I saw something the other day that was a place that makes vegan things to eat. I was unaware of that. I haven't tried it yet, but vegan, not veggie, vegan. Are you?
I thought that was a meat substitute.
Well, it's some kind of a vegan stand that you've got there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You're talking about the lady that has the donuts, right? The gluten-free and vegan-friendly donuts?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, up in the beside the seafood restaurant in our crash shed area. And along there, you also find the gourmet lemonade and the kettle corn. And we have, it's called Kotoko Bites is the name of the business there with the donuts you're speaking of. So they do a great job. A lot of unique, you know, breads, cakes, pies, and things like that spread all throughout the market. So if you're planning a Father's Day get-together, you can definitely stop by and get all the things you need, whether you're looking meat, seafood, maybe some vegetables to throw on the grill, that sort of thing. You can stop by and get all those things you need and maybe bring Dad out and let him enjoy a day at the market and eat at one of our restaurants. So much fun.
You going to bring Steven out? You gonna bring Steven out?
To come out, sure. I'll bring him.
Yeah. I thought he came to the market anyway.
I mean, he will. You know, I'm sure he would. He would definitely go eat at the restaurant. That's one of his favorite places.
At the
State Farmers Market restaurant for sure, or the seafood. He loves both. So.
Well, of course, if he goes to seafood, he'll have something left over for supper, and you won't have to cook anything.
That's right.
Exactly. Definitely come hungry if you come out. So I think you could treat Dad to a meal here at one of the restaurants and definitely give them a happy day.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, speaking of which, the biscuits, famous biscuits at the Farmers Market restaurant, and they're open till 3, so you can have lunch or breakfast.
Definitely. And those biscuits are made from scratch. And I've watched them do it. They do a wonderful job. And if you've never had one, you got to come out and try one of those homemade biscuits. And they have daily lunch specials. They also serve breakfast all day and just a treat to come out and enjoy some of that good country cooking.
By the way, Rufus, I, Stan messaged me and said, tell Rufus it's early girl tomatoes, right. No better girl.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Better boy,
early girl.
But early girl.
Okay. I was thinking some of those better girls I've known.
I don't think I ever heard of early girl either, but
I take that back, better girls.
Yeah.
Oh my. What
it,
you
it is the early girl. I will vouch for that. I know there's variety. Yes.
Oh me. Well, we leave anything out?
Well, Superside, I do want to mention them.
I bet they're busy.
Oh, they are, and they've got, if you're looking for the compost bags, you can buy those in the big bulk bags, or you can just stop by and get a small bag. They have sod. They have a little plot there where you can see all the different varieties, and they also have some hardscape materials now where they're carrying some stonework and things like that, and wonderful, knowledgeable staff down there to help you figure out exactly what you might need for your lawn. So stop by and see those guys. The Hunt a Pork Center, of course, is just right there behind the seafood restaurant. If you're traveling or just need something for a cookout, you can stop by and, you know, stock up. Bring your cooler and stock up on all the pork that you might need. And we have...
Yeah, you don't have to drive all the way down to Dorch's to get good ham and stuff, sausage.
That's right. That's right. We have a great selection here. And... you can always stop by and get exactly what you need. And we have other meat vendors, different farmers throughout the market that have several meat products, beef, pork, chicken, that you can find all throughout, some in our farmers area, some up in our market shop, fresh eggs, and several different types of dairy products. And, you know, June is dairy month, so it's a good time to support all of our North Carolina dairy farmers during the month of June and all year long.
Absolutely. I married a dairy farmer's daughter, so I know about June is dairy month.
Yes.
Well, Monica, maybe you know, or Mike might know, Iredell County used to be the biggest dairy farm producer in North Carolina. I wonder what county is now.
I don't know. There aren't a lot of dairy farms in North Carolina anymore.
It doesn't seem that way.
No, and I don't understand the federal system.
California, where does most of our milk come from?
California, Wisconsin are really big.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where else, but I know that those two. We should have asked Congressman Etheridge about that.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot.
I'm not sure off the top of my head what the largest county is right now, but I will find that out and get that answer back to you guys. But... you know, we do still have some wonderful dairy producers in North Carolina, and some of their products are featured here on the market. So when you come out, look for those. Up in our market shops, we have some local milks and butters, cheeses, and, you know, support local anytime you can.
You know, Guilford and Alamance, Chatham, and Orange, all of these used to be covered with dairy farms. They're all over the place. But,
Is Mazola local?
Mayola? That was down east, maybe Newbern area somewhere. And I know they bought Gardner's Dairy in Rocky Mount. Jim Gardner bought that many, many years ago. Mayola's still in operation. I don't know where they're headquartered now. Mm-hmm. But, that was a good old, you know.
My cousin used to have sell to Melville Dairy. That was a Scott's.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They had a
They had one of the prettiest farms. Governor Scott had one of the prettiest dairy farms I've ever seen.
Well, they had a dairy. There was a not a dairy, but an office
processing
over off of Pool Road.
Oh.
Or own Pool Road.
How about
because my aunt worked
that
there.
Didn't know that.
Yep.
Well, Miss Monica, I hope you have a wonderful, uneventful day.
I hope so. Well, I hope we have an eventful day. I hope we have lots of folks that come out and do lots of shopping with our farmers.
Oh, okay.
So
well, that, yeah, I'm,
no,
I'm
no
speaking
crazy,
to them.
No crazy excitement or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Really, I want things to be just regular.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice.
That's right.
Nice and friendly.
That's right. Everybody come out.
Everybody have a good time.
Market. That's right. And happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Yep. And always remember, we're open 7 days a week. Come see us anytime.
All right, Monica, thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great weekend.
You
yes,
too.
Ma'am. 919-860-9783. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener. More coming up here from J.E. Wumble in Harnett County, beautiful Lillington. We're back on WPTF. Rufus is talking about people he put in jail. What were we talking about before that?
We were talking about that tomato. That's a better girl.
That's right. That's right. Stan says it's a. Wait a minute, let me find it again. It's not a better girl. It is a better girl. It's not. Oh, it's early girl.
Early girl.
No,
yeah.
Better girl. Early girl. There we got that straightened out. That would have worried people to death the rest of the day.
Oh, I would have been labeled forever. Talking about the better girl. Well, which one do you mean?
Yeah. Linda. That's who you're talking about.
Right.
919-860-9783. You know, we are going through a drought, as Congressman Etheridge mentioned, a flash drought. That's something we haven't heard before. I mean, that means that the evaporation rates go down suddenly, and it gets really hot suddenly, and it's tough on plants and tough on people and tough on your automobile, and you need to maintain that vehicle, and that'll help out a lot. It won't break down on you on a really hot day like we have. One thing you need to do is make sure your belts and hoses, radiator, you know, they're making these plastic radiators and have for a long time. They're not metal anymore. And who knows how long they last. And they can spring a leak. So can the hoses. So you need to get those checked, because you can't always tell if the hose is in good shape or not by just looking at it. So do that. Get the filters checked. All of the filters. There are a lot of filters on the cars now. Plus, get the tires, brakes, all of that. Even the windshield wipers, they may need changing. Check the AC. You know, we're getting a new refrigerant for the cars and at least for our homes. It's a new type of refrigerant. And they say it may be a little more flammable than what we are used to. So you've got to make sure you have the right levels. And this acts as a lubricant too. That's part of the process. So it keeps it running properly. If you have a hybrid vehicle, a lot of people are buying hybrids instead of the fully electric vehicles now. They can take care of that at King's Auto Service in Raleigh. These are huge batteries, and you may start finding that they are not working properly on an average of about 150,000 miles. Call King's on Monday, schedule a battery analysis, just a courtesy battery analysis. Check that 12-volt battery in your car, too. And do some preventative maintenance. It'll save you money in the long run. King's Auto Service, 1039 North West Street in ever-burgeoning downtown Raleigh. Skyscrapers, building all over the place in downtown Raleigh now. Just doesn't look the same. If you hadn't been to Raleigh in the last 10 years, or 20 years, you'll just be marveled by all the changes. King's Auto Service, downtown Raleigh, they've been there since 1946. We're in a place that was built along the same time, maybe a little earlier, in the early 40s, J.E. Wumble and Son, and it is quite a place. Everybody comes here. From far and wide, not just Lillington, because it's a unique place. We don't see a lot of stores like this anymore, but they have most everything you can think of. And certainly in the realm of chainsaws and battery-operated equipment of all kind, and lawnmowers, gas grills. They have all this Carhartt stuff. They have the Extra Tough. Now, you bought some Extra Tough boots, and I bought some from Melissa.
I did.
She loves them.
Oh, yeah.
Great for working in the yard or if you own a nursery.
You're right. Yeah. They're really good. So, yeah, my tennis shoes were always getting wet.
They're comfortable?
Yeah.
Very comfortable. Yeah,
yep.
That's what I
they
hear.
They are.
So they have them for kids. They have a lot of different clothing here. If you need some red suspenders, Rufus.
I will take that.
They have some heavy-duty red suspenders over there. They have some other colors, too. And they have some overhauls, as my Uncle Russell used to say. And a lot of other things, a lot of durable pants. Carhartt makes great stuff.
I noticed they've got a lot of garden seed back there still. It's too late for some things, but maybe not for some cucumbers and a few things like that you want to get in late, have come in late.
Summer's going to be over before we know it.
I know. But anyway, they've still got garden seed back there and all kinds of fertilizers and that sort of thing. So it's a great place to come.
What's going on at Campbell Road Nursery?
Well, we've got lots of sales.
You had a food truck last week, didn't
Well,
you?
Got food truck again this week.
Oh, Lord.
So,
that?
Yeah, I can't wait to have some of that good food. It's so healthy. And then we've got that going on, and then we've got lots of sales on some roses, select roses, and a lot of flowers. Our flowers are on sale. But then we've got a new crop of roses that came in and butterfly bushes. Oh, my goodness. They were just perfect when they came in. They came in this week.
What is the best fragrance? The butterfly bush with the best fragrance, in your opinion. Is there one?
I haven't really.
Some have a real honey fragrance.
Right. Well, there is one, I think, called Honeycomb or something like that that's yellow. But I haven't really smelled butterfly bushes that much, so I need to check them out.
Yeah, I mean some of the larger ones.
Mm-hmm.
But you're probably talking about Denny Warner and
Lane's.
And Lane's,
yeah.
Smaller.
We've got those
varieties.
And yeah, we've got the. I know we've got purple, and then we've got I think. Miss Ruby came in, which is really a nice one.
Yeah.
But we've got some really.
These are dwarf.
They stay more dwarf. I've got an old blue one that has been.
Is it called Old Blue?
Well, no, it's an old blue variety.
Well, yeah.
It's huge. It's taller than my head, and it comes. It's just, the butterflies love it.
Yeah,
so I've got it. I'm going to go home and smell my butterfly bushes.
Yeah, right. Some really, like Black Knight.
Yeah.
That it's a real deep purple.
Purple Haze is one of the
ones. Well, I have the purple one.
Oh, Jimi Hendrix.
That I got from you probably 20 years ago, Phil.
Uh-huh.
And it's got to be at least 10 feet tall.
Well, mine is too.
And it does sprout up, though, a lot. You have sprouts.
It does.
If you want to share, like Rosa Sharon, you can get that particular kind.
I'll tell you, I got some hellebores in sun, full sun almost.
They're
going crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, they are wilting.
I don't know where they ever got that idea that you only put hellebore in the shade.
Yeah.
David McDowell planted, bless him, David planted this huge bed of hellebores in the sun, and I went to pick Barbara up yesterday. Of course, David passed away, but I went to pick Barbara up yesterday to take her to the airport, and I saw that bed of hellebores, and it was hotter than blue blazes out there in the sun.
Yeah.
And they were doing fine.
Couldn't believe it.
And probably got a million little babies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're and the bed was beautiful.
Well, next time we're on a remote somewhere, I've got some hellebore I will share.
All right.
And, Michael, while we're at it, so I won't forget today, let's do the Cliff Joyner saying of the day.
Cliff,
all right, here we go. The secret of staying young is to live honestly, eat slowly, and lie about your age.
Oh.
Lucille Ball.
No, I hear amen.
Lucille Ball.
Thank you, Cliff. And Lucy. Cindy is in Wendell. Cindy, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Good Good morning. I have a question about magnolia trees. I have several really large magnolia trees, and now I've got maybe 40 little baby ones just growing all around. What is the best way to dig them up and be able to give them away or sell them, whatever?
Rufus has preached on this
with a lot of difficulty. one of your limbs must have touched, several of your limbs must have touched the ground. Because if you get a magnolia limb within 3 inches of the ground, it's going to sprout. And what I first do is take an axe and cut the thing in sections, and then dig a huge amount of soil out, and I put them up in the woods. They live forever.
You got an axe, Cindy?
Oh, I take that axe and go to town.
I do, but these are like not even close to the magnolia tree.
Really?
Yeah, like they're all around throughout the whole yard.
You mean the magnolias have seeded?
Do birds?
Yes.
Drop.
Yes.
Yeah, so birds have done this.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'll talk to the birds.
If they're small enough, just dig them up and put them in pots or somewhere, or put them on the some more on your property.
You have a little roadside stand, Cindy.
I would love to be able to sell them. They're gorgeous. My favorite.
Yeah.
They're between. They range from like maybe a foot tall to close to 4 feet tall.
Wow.
Yeah, you could probably handle a foot or 2 feet, but then 4 feet, probably that's going to be a lot of roots, a big root system.
Yeah, it should.
Well,
I'd
wait till the fall to dig them up.
Yeah, definitely.
So you don't have to water them every day.
Okay. And then do I just put them in pots, or do you do the burlap sack thing?
Well, if you want to sell them, you want to put them in the pot.
Yeah, just put them in large pots.
Okay, where do you get these pots? Because I've tried looking where I could find, because I do have a lot.
Well, what about those pots that you were looking at up front here at
J.E. Womble? Those aren't quite big enough.
Oh, they aren't?
Okay. You need to probably find someone. I'm not sure if Taylor's nursery has a pot pile. We've got some pots if you needed a few pots. I don't charge for them. They're used, but they're fine for that.
Yeah, you're going to lose all your profit if you go get the fancy pot.
You just need to get some free pots.
Okay. In the fall. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
You're welcome, Cindy.
If you get them, bleach them, take some bleach and clean them out because they might have a disease.
Right. That's true.
Okay.
We didn't mean to shock you into all this work.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you call this show. Put you to work.
Okay.
Cindy, thank you very much. Drive carefully.
Thank you. All right, thanks.
All right, bye. Bye-bye. Hey, Rose Rhodes is with us. Hey, Rose, how's everything in Princeton? Not New Jersey, but North Carolina.
Hey, Rose, how's everything in Princeton?
Everything's almost perfect at Princeton.
Don't wait for the radio to say it. Well, just talk to me on the phone, Rose. You're confusing
me. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. I had to get away from the radio.
Yeah. Well, let me turn mine down too. What's going on in Princeton today?
Well, everything's good. Everybody's happy. You believe that, don't you?
Everybody's happy?
Everybody's
happy. Well, we're happy.
Wonderful rain, and my son had just planted acres and acres of soybeans, so we're all happy.
I celebrated with my sweet wife, Melissa, our 49th wedding anniversary yesterday.
Oh, so that's good.
I'm very happy.
I did my 59th on Wednesday.
59? Good gracious. No, I can't imagine. Hopefully I will. Hopefully I will. So, are you rooting something, or what are you doing, planning for today, Rose?
Well, you know what? I have rooting in my bones or my system, and so I went out yesterday and rooted. I stuck some double file viburnums No, double file. Can't say it. Hydrangeas. And I have that white one. I had that for years, and it hasn't bloomed until this year, and that is a plant to have.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Great way to keep busy, and it's...
A lot of plants have done better this year, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, you know, we had rain.
Yeah.
Everything has bloomed so well, but all of a sudden, yeah, we get this flash, what they're calling now flash drought, and everything's starting to look a little more peaked, especially if you planted it sometime in February, March, April, or even sooner than that. It's a real burden to water. You have to do a lot of it, don't you?
A lot of water.
And so something we talked about with Congressman Etheridge, the rain seems to work better than irrigation all the time.
It definitely does.
For some reason.
Rose, is that, what kind of bloom does that hydrangea have?
It has the outside of it is one flowers all the way around the outside, and the inside it's sterile. They do not, they make little buds, but it doesn't open.
Yeah, it's like a lace cap.
Yeah, it's a lace cap.
Okay.
Wow.
Really, I
bet pretty,
that's beautiful.
Lace
look,
caps
white.
Recently.
Whoa.
They're
but
not
that
the showy.
Just outstanding.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I've just put in all these cuttings, and I'm hoping that they'll root. I'll give them away because I don't have room to plant anything.
Yeah.
Well, Rose, I can't remember what you is you're trying to root for me.
Oh, the camellia. Grand slam.
Yeah, that wonderful camellia.
I have rooted. I have.
When you think that's ready, I'll make a trip.
Well, I'm just praying about that. I cut it off from the mother, and it had callus, but it would not make a root. So I have potted it up, and I'm babying it, hoping that it will root.
How far are you from Goldsboro? How far are you from Goldsboro?
Pardon?
How far are you from Goldsboro?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I can't hear much today.
Rufus, you ask her.
Well, he said, how far do you live from Goldsboro? From Raleigh?
15 miles. I live
yeah, okay.
15 miles from Princeton.
Well, we'll Rufus and I'll come down there when you get these plants ready, and
we'll find a barbecue joint.
We'll take you to Wilbur's or someplace, or take you
that
out to eat.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah,
I'll let you know when that
sounds. She heard that.
Yeah. Now, Rose, I'm still on my project of the Daphne. As I've mentioned before, I have the pot with the soil in it, the limb down in the soil with the brick on top of it. And I water it, Phil. I know the Daphnes don't like water on their roots, but
no.
I water it about once a week, and I'm afraid to look at it and don't need to even think about that until, October, something like that.
I think that'll work.
But have you ever rooted a Daphne?
I've never. I put in thousands of them probably, but the only way I can get one is like stooling, you know.
Maybe you do some kind of dance.
I hadn't thought about that.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, we'll find out.
Do you ever air layer?
I've never tried that. I've been
intrigued. Have you tried that?
Yes. My dad and I used to do that on the camellias.
Explain the process, either one of you, Phil.
Rose can let
Rose
tell what she does. I know we just...
I'm sure we've
slice.
Asked you before, but explain what air layering is. I can't even pronounce it.
Not well, you just look on your camellia bush or whatever you want to root, and you see a plant, a limb that looks pretty good, and you think it could, if it was sitting straight up, it'd make a good plant. And so it has to be a little bit larger than a pencil, regular pencil, the stem. So you cut off a lot of those leaves. So you have about 4 inches or five that are no leaves on there. So then you gird it all the way around, and then you go about...
That means just sort of cut on it a little bit.
Cut it all the way around with a knife. Then you go about an inch down and cut it all the way around again. Then you have to scrape all the outside, the bark, and the cambium. Scrape it all the way out till you get to the wood. And then that you can't leave any of that green cambium on there. If you do, it will not root. So then I take moist sphagnum moss and put around it. Put it in my hand and hold it around it. And I cut some squares of aluminum foil, maybe about 8 by 6 or something like that. And I wrap that around it. And then I twist it the opposite way, one way at the end, one way, and the top a different way, and fix it so no water can get in there. And I used to do that in March, and then I would cut it off and pot it about July and leave one flower bed on there, because you don't want it to make flowers, you want it to root. So then that fall, I could sell that as a 1 gallon pot.
Wow.
So that's what I used to do.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Well, Rose has a book called Plant Propagation, a Primer, Rose Rhodes. And
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go. I cannot hear you at all.
Okay, I don't know why. Let me turn me up here. There we go. Can you hear me better now?
Bye.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. Well, take care, Rose. She can hear you.
He said, goodbye, Rose. You're a wonderful
why
person.
Why can't she hear me? Anyway, let's see. We got one more call here. If I can find Roger is in Bunn, I believe.
Hello.
Bunn as in Franklin County. Roger?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Been through there many times. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I called the last in of the lady with all the magnolias that she didn't want.
Yeah.
And I'd like to have one or two of them. How can I get in touch with her?
Your guess is as good as mine.
No.
I mean, we don't have you can leave your telephone number if you want to leave it over the air.
Well, that's fine. 919-616-5132.
Now she was driving, and she may have to listen to the replay of the third hour of the Weekend Gardener, which will be available this afternoon. Rudy, y'all take care. 919-616-5132.
5132.
I hope she's able to. I hope she's listening.
Those,
and I hope she'll get in touch with you.
Are those magnolias? Are they easy to find? Little small ones like that you can plant.
Well, she said there were some that were like 1 foot, some that were 4 feet.
Okay, all right.
The 4 feet would take a lot of digging. The one foot you could probably handle easily.
But if I didn't get it from her, then the nurseries around have them.
Phil, what say you on the?
That's pretty small. I don't think too many of them. Most of them have them like 3 to 4 feet. So probably that 4 feet tall.
What kind of gallon pot?
I'd have to dig all day to plant that thing.
Well, it's about a 3 or 5 gallon.
So you know,
it's not that big.
You plant it as deep as the top of the pot,
right?
And then twice as wide. You know, or diameter.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you wouldn't have to dig all day unless you're real slow.
And there's so many different kinds of magnolias now, so you'll have to check them to see which one you want.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of different types of the southern magnolia. There are some that are a bit more diminutive, but they grow slower, like the...
Yeah, I've seen evidently the
Little Gem.
These new ones in these subdivisions, they're real small and real tall.
Right. Now, they have smaller leaves, but they're still going to get fairly large over a greater amount of time.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thanks,
well, I
Roger.
Appreciate you calling, Roger.
All right.
Yeah, we're almost out of time here. We're at J.E. Womble and Son. It's been such a fun time today. We always love coming. And we're coming back in October, so get ready for that. We have to... call the congressman and have him come over and everybody to come through. And they're making keys back there. You
and
can probably
it'll be
hear that.
Pansy time.
Pansy
good
time.
Grief.
Yeah. Maybe we won't have a flash drought. Maybe it'll be a little cooler in October. I hope it is, too. But we've had a wonderful time today, and I'm going to go take a look at that little teeny chainsaw before we leave. If we can get in there. I don't want to cut myself, but we'll.
You're gonna love it, Mike.
I know. I think I'll give it to Melissa for a Father's Day present.
Yeah.
How's that?
She will love it.
Happy Father's Day to everybody. Happy the day after 49th wedding anniversary, sweet Melissa.
Be the person your dog thinks you are.
Yeah. And if not, he'll go find somebody else, won't he?
Yeah.
Kind of like a wife. All right, everybody have a great day. Jason, thank you. Harrison, thank you very much for all your work, my friend. Everybody's cutting out.
Thank
Watch
you.
Out. We're coming through Kipling.